I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, we're going to hear all sorts of local music to the Upper Hudson Valley, including we'll hear songs from the just-released EP 5 for 5 from Jaded Azarides. That's Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt. We'll also hear new tracks from the Slink Moss Explosion from Copaig, plus Palinville Firehouse Siren on a new song from the Lumineers, cellist Fred Lundberg Holm, and others. Plus, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Connection and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This
is the network.
This
is the
news.
This is the network.
There is a wild edible plant walk at the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene County's Hudson location out on Route 66 on Wednesday, May 11th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. You will learn about how to collect food without disturbing or endangering a plant population, what's safe to eat in the woods locally, and the walk will end inside with a discussion on how to incorporate wild local foods into meals. Find out more information about the Wild Edible Plant Walk, Wednesday, May 11th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Cornell Cooperative Extension's Columbia County branch in the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that advocates for proposed statewide tenant protection measures meant to make it harder for landlords to raise rent and move forward with evictions reported on May 9th that the legislation would not negatively impact New York's housing supply. Those opposed to the legislation argue the report is misleading and would hurt small property owners. The good cause eviction law is meant to prevent landlords from forcing tenants who are unable to pay unreasonable increases in rent from their homes. The debate over affordable housing policy in New York has resurfaced as lawmakers head toward the end of the legislative session on June 2nd. Lawmakers are debating the extension and potential changes to tax abatements in addition to the push for a good cause law. The report, released by the Pratt Center for Community Development and Community Service Society of New York, reviewed the effect of a good cause law in New Jersey that has been on the books for nearly 50 years. The law, the report found, did not have an impact on the pace of building in the Garden State. However, the Community Housing Improvement Program, a trade association that represents the owners of more than 4,000 apartment buildings in New York City, called the report misleading and said the New Jersey law was not an accurate point of comparison. A spokesperson for the group said the report lacks any credibility. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Chris Bragg reports for the Times Union that New York's Ethics Oversight Commission, the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, countersued ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo May 6 to get him to pay back $5.1 million Cuomo made from a book deal in his last year in office. The Joint Commission on Public Ethics ordered the repayment in March, saying Cuomo misused government resources to produce the 2020 book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. Cuomo has refused to return any of the money, and now the two sides are suing each other. Cuomo filed a lawsuit against Jacob's order in early April in state Supreme Court. Jacob also plans to depose Cuomo on June 22nd. Cuomo has not disputed using state workers to help with his book, but claims that the state employees were just, and I quote, volunteering, end quote. But when requesting approval from Jacob to write the book, Cuomo's government lawyer told the Jacob staffer, Martin Levine, that state employees would not work on the book. Jacob lawyers were in court May 6 trying to convince a judge to dismiss Cuomo's lawsuit. Attorneys at the law firm Hogan Lovells, which is representing Jacob, wrote, and I quote, "It is, as Jacob's motion explains, a naked attempt by a former governor to use a federal civil rights statute to stop the hearing in state administrative proceeding concerning the potential violation of ethic laws by a then public servant. For many reasons, Cuomo's cause of action should be dismissed with prejudice," end quote. Cuomo spokesperson Richard Azzaprati said May 9th that Jacob, and I quote, "is wasting taxpayer money on a feeble attempt to settle political scores," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson School District officials learned last week that the after-school program has lost its primary source of financial support, effective at the end of the current academic year. Superintendent Lisa Marie Spindler said she does not want this news to cause alarm because school officials are confident additional funding in the form of grants will be identified to keep the program running. Quote, "We need time to plan, shift funding, and communicate," unquote, Spindler said. Quote, "The after-school program is an integral part of our school and community. We intend to preserve and enhance our program," unquote. The Hudson Blue Hawk Nation after-school program is in its 15th year and is open to students from kindergarten to 8th grade. It has been sponsored for years by a 21st Century Community Learning Centers grant, a program associated with the U.S. Department of Education, but the grant expires on June 30th. Spindler said she plans to, quote, "maximize grant funds," unquote, from the American Rescue Plan to secure planned summer reprogramming. The district is requesting that concerned community members reach out to elected officials and urge them to support after-school programs. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics that the unveiling last week of the Supreme Court's ruling striking down Roe v. Wade allows individual states to ban abortion. But in New York's legislature, there aren't nearly enough votes to stop the medical procedure here. New York lawmakers are considering bills to strengthen access to abortion services for women from other parts of the country. Senate Health Committee Chairman Gustavo Rivera said, and I quote, "We're having a lot of discussions among the conference as well as at high levels over what exactly it will be. Will it be an omnibus bill or a package of bills? I can assure you, before this legislative session is done, New York is going to do a lot to make sure we can further strengthen the rights of people to receive safe and legal abortions, end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul has suggested creating a fund for out-of-state residents and increasing telehealth services, for example. Lawmakers are also considering state constitutional amendments to make it more difficult to stop abortions in the state. Rivera said, and I quote, "All this is under discussion. I'll underline there's a recognition that this is a four-alarm fire. When the inevitable happens and Roe becomes a thing of the past, we want to make sure New York is a bulwark for that right," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that the state police last week renewed efforts to locate Audrey Heron, the Greene County resident who disappeared nearly 20 years ago after finishing her shift as a nurse at the Columbia Greene Long-Term Health Care Center in Catskill. Acting on a tip, the state police in Catskill and the New York State Police Underwater Recovery Team searched Mowers Lake and Pawtucket Reservoir, both located on Schoharie Turnpike in Earlton, as well as a portion of the Catskill Creek in South Caro. However, it was a dead end. No evidence or information was developed from the search. The last time the 31-year-old mother of three was seen, she was walking toward her 1994 Jeep Grand Cherokee at about 11 p.m. on August 29, 2002. After her disappearance, police and volunteers conducted ground searches by retracing her possible routes home to Freehold, covering 120 miles of roads and trails. They were unable to locate Heron or her vehicle. Heron was described at the time of her disappearance as white, 5 feet tall, and 105 pounds with hazel eyes and light brown hair. She was last seen wearing green medical scrubs and a blue turtleneck top. Anyone with information regarding Heron's disappearance is asked to call the state police in Catskill at 518-622-8600. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Dick Lindsay reports in the Berkshire Eagle that voters in Lee in western Massachusetts vote May 16th about whether to rescind an agreement that includes a toxic landfill with up to 1 million cubic yards of PCB-contaminated sediment from the Housatonic River. But it is a non-binding referendum, so the landfill may be filled with toxic chemicals despite the vote. The election also asks voters if they want to return to an open town meeting format and whether Lee should end the surcharge on assessed property values that was instituted 4 years ago to pay down water infrastructure debt. And Anne Langlais, Gordon Bailey, and Robert Wright are all seeking the select board seat being vacated by Patricia Carlino, who decided against a re-election bid after 24 years on the board. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with the temperature high near 70 degrees. And Tuesday night, clear with a low of around 44 degrees. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 51. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tuesday, May 10th, tune into all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM, including at 11 a.m. It's time for the Early Electro Mix Show with compositions this week from Christoph Penderecki, Toshiro Mayukazumi, and Henry Sagat. Overlooked at noon has a lot of new releases with Rob Saffer playing them from Ulster County Live. You'll hear tracks from Chess Smith, Matthew Stevens, Mark Turner, Kella Venderer, Martin Bejanero, and others on Overlooked until 2 p.m. on the radio at WGXC. Then at 3 p.m. it's time for Jose Maceda to be featured on the Radio Art Hour. 4 p.m. WGXC afternoon show with Randall Martin is live from Hudson. At 7 p.m. we are live from Athens and Rhinebeck with Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda as Jenny Getty and Amanda Lees talk about the latest movies. At 8 p.m. we go to Hudson with Andy French and his Crawl Out from the Fallout show. And then at 10 p.m. Dan Seward is live from somewhere in Columbia County, the Battlefield Earth program on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On June 17th, three bands come to Tubby's in Kingston. First, E, the trio of Jason Sidney Sanford, Thaddeus Zedek, and Gavin McCarthy play rock music. Alive Skull, the renowned 1980s post-punk experimental rock band, is back together and are playing on this show with Upper Wilds, who record for Thrill Jockey and feature multi-instrumentalist songwriter Dan Friel, who's best known for his work in the band Parts and Labor. E, Live Skull, and Upper Wilds play at Tubby's in Kingston June 17th, and you can find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles, and if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time, and a podcast too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, May 10th. And even though there are frost warnings out for our neighbors to the north and around Albany, our region is showing a low temperature range from 39 in West Durham to 45 in Kingston. Soil temperature is 51 degrees and it is dry. So be sure to water everything early this morning, so the vegetation has a chance to handle the direct sunlight that we will have today. We will also have some moderate winds and a high of 75 at 4 p.m. Overnight, we get down to 42 degrees. Then, tomorrow will be cookie cutter copy of today with a high of 75. So, water everything really well again tonight if you can't do it tomorrow morning. 50 degrees overnight will take us into a warm Thursday with a high of 83. Low of 57 happens near dawn on Friday, then a high of 81. Still dry, but that changes on Saturday. Rain shows up in the region with chances for storms in the afternoon and a high of 79. Looking even more stormy on Sunday. Stay tuned. Pollen levels for today will be, you guessed it, high, with no change until the weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:14 a.m., then high tide at 10:33 a.m., low tide again at 5:58 p.m., then high tide once again at 11:40 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 55 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:48 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:36 a.m. Looking way up, we see light chances for a coronal mass ejection impact today, and mid-latitude coronal holes are allowing for plasma stream impacts on Monday. So the wind speed is currently 296 kilometers per second at 8.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible again till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 71. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Inga Iverson of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
The international struggles of our world may lead to
nuclear holocaust.
To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survive All offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down in 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a Survive All shelter today.
Explode!
music from Columbia County-based artist Slink Moss. That's the Slink Moss Explosion with Let's Explode from the Floating Ghost Hotel album that was released on April 1st, 2022 on the radio at WGXC 90.7.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Senate Republicans will no longer be able to hide from the horror they've unleashed upon women in America.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans a Wednesday vote to codify abortion rights protections. The move comes in response to a Supreme Court draft opinion calling for a reversal of Roe v. Wade. GOP senators condemned activists who targeted the homes of Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and John Roberts. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argued the protests were outside the bounds of First Amendment protections.
There's a federal law on the books that criminalizes, quote, pickets or parades, end quote, with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer at locations, listen to this, that include a judge's residence.
The Senate plans to use unanimous consent to quickly pass a bill to extend security to family members of Supreme Court justices.
High-speed internet is not a luxury any longer. It's a necessity.
President Joe Biden says about 48 million American households could get free or low-cost internet service under a new federal program. Eligibility is 200% of the federal poverty level, about $55,000 for a family of four. As his country celebrated an annual holiday marking the Soviet defeat of Nazi Germany, Vladimir Putin faced criticism for claiming Russia acted in self-defense by invading Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Putin is perverting history, changing history, to try to, or attempting to change it, I should say, to justify his unprovoked and unjustified war, which has brought catastrophic loss of life and immense human suffering.
Also on Monday, President Biden signed a new land lease act, enhancing U.S. authority to provide military aid to Ukraine. A group of media outlets are asking a court to release documents in former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' suit against the House January 6th committee seeking to invalidate subpoenas. The panel has filed twice under seal without public explanation. It's primary day in West Virginia, where Trump-backed four-term Congressman Alex Mooney and six-term Congressman David McKinley battle for the new second district seat created after the state lost a seat due to census reapportionment. And in Nebraska's primary, voters pick their candidate to fill a congressional seat vacated by Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, who stepped down after a federal conviction, but whose name remains on the ballot. A Nevada coalition is fighting a proposed ranked choice ballot initiative. Backers say it's intended to give independent voters a greater voice and produce election winners with the broadest support. But Emily Prasad Zamora with Silver State Voices thinks it would result in more invalid ballots.
Ranked choice voting makes casting a ballot more time-consuming, more complicated, and more confusing.
In ranked choice voting, candidates are ranked by preference. If anyone gets more than 50%, they win. If not, then the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated and the rest move to a runoff. Suzanne Potter contributed reporting. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Next, we hear, "It's hard to say exactly how I feel," from the 2022 EP 5 for 5 from Jaded Azarides, which is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt from the Minutemen and Firehose and other projects.
Like train wheels whispering to a stop. Like a peony releasing scent, transitioning from humble to glorious. Like rust, like tiny scissors snipping paper dolls from frozen leaves. Like silver switches where the freight comes through. Like boot treads stamping clubs and diamonds. Like the word swan in blue neon. Like bodega lights down the hill and the final darkness of the river. Thank you. the next-door neighbor might be a problem. He asked me to let him into the basement to make a repair. Buckling joists, stair lip, quarter round, mold on a cardboard box. Hide here. Under this table. Voices in the kitchen. Can I have a bite? You ask such penetrating questions. Roughened hands scrape dust, ridden with fleas. Heavy weight on my chest. I press the curve of a rib, then the rib next to it, until I find the spot that hurts. Everyone is laughing. My organs crush together. Light a candle. Leave the room. Lock the door. It's a kind of suicide. The woods and water are on fire. The village is on fire. The amusement park burns down. It seems final, but it isn't.
Here is 2022 new music from The Lumineers, their album Bright Side. It was recorded with producer Simon Felice of the Felice Brothers, and one of the Lumineers apparently lives in Palinville. He recorded the Palinville Firehouse Siren that you can hear at the beginning of this song. It's called Remington. I'm Tom Rowe at Wave Farm with the day's radio news. Radio Today reports that London's Resonance FM celebrates 20 years of broadcasting this month as one of the world's most creative radio stations. Around the world, Resonance FM is known for its radio art, and in England it is known as one of the first stations in an experimental program to allow community radio there. Quote, Resonance delivers arts and culture on air through performance, audio arts projects, and the wildest cultural conversation anywhere on radio, unquote, said Helen Bowden, former director of BBC Radio. The station has aired shows such as Shut Your Eyes to Art, which was a talk show broadcasting from the Tate Modern Museum with blindfolded participants who have never met and are given no topic of conversation. Resonance FM also airs several shows that are also on WGXC, including the field recordings as composition show Framework and Radia, where a show from one of a network of art-interested radio stations around the world contribute an episode each week. Resonance FM has been called, quote, the best radio station in London, unquote, by The Guardian, and, quote, the UK's most creative independent radio station, unquote, by the Daily Telegraph. This has been the day's radio news. Go to wavefarm.org for more radio news. That was Luminous Wind from the 2022 album All Summer Long Is Gone from Louis Bach on alto sax and PG6 from Kopeck on harp and synth. Now let's head to Poughkeepsie with Joe McPhee. Let's go solar. Thank you. from 2008. This is the Felice Brothers from Ulster County and Palinville. This is their radio song on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
The pillars, the razor, the mattress on fire, laying in the misery bed, thrashed like a bug, impaled on the wire, laying in the misery bed. Lord, who put me in the misery bed? Oh Lord, who put me in the misery bed? What did I do? What God said? Oh Lord, who put me in the misery bed? There's a nasty, nasty, nasty flu laying in the misery bed. Might take me and might take you, laying in the misery bed. Gobbles up your ears, then ask for more, laying in the misery bed. You sweat and worry about his knock at the door, laying in the misery bed. Lord, who put me in the misery bed? Oh Lord, who put me in the misery bed? What did I do? What God said? Oh Lord, who put me in the misery bed? Oh Lord, who put me in the misery bed? Oh Lord.
That was Misery Bed, the lead-off track on the 2022 album Don't Get Dead, Pandemic Folk Songs, from the Cornelius Eady Trio. Cornelius Eady is an internationally known poet who has a second home in Accra. Here's Hudson Valley singer-songwriter Lorcan O'Reilly with his song Poughkeepsie from his 2018 release Heaven Depends.
Sleeves and cigarettes come singing quarter piece. Oh, Poughkeepsie. How fast and how ruthless here Route 9 become. How the high street she cries, my death has begun. There's a word I saw carved in the bark of a tree. Would you lend me your knife to sharpen my teeth? Oh, Poughkeepsie. Church lawn, there's a message from your father above. It says no guns allowed, stop playing God. The big band leader sighs as he counts down to three. and we waltz between tables and empty seats. Oh, Poughkeepsie. Well, in time I may find a reason to love you. In time we may learn to share with ease, but not send me to bed with the windows locked. Oh, Poughkeepsie.
Buke and Gase have a brand new 2018 track out called Derby from the Hudson band Buke and Gase. Here's a 2017 release from Catskill artist Brian DeWan. This is The Farmer's March from his album Grange Future.
Though the morn of strife is blushing, to the contest men are rushing. Onward, gallant knights of labor, be ye men today. Ye right assistance, on and span the distance of degree that mocks your manhood, manly in resistance. All oppression in your way, let no stigma rest on labor. Vindicate yourself, ye farmers, be ye men today. Mighty in your brawny valor, turn the scoffer's sneer to pallor. Snatch the earth, ye knights of labor, from the idler's sway. Ever bravely daring, ever nobly bearing all the hardship of the struggle with a weakest sharing, all the spoil.
that pave your way. Toil and honor be your watchword. Bravely on, ye knights of labor, men indeed today.
Here's 2018 local music from Lady Moon and the Eclipse. The song is called Stargazing.